我的主，我们的神，我赞美感谢你，因为你读书了我们，我们感谢你，因为你呼召我们来侍奉。我们的主啊，是何等的权力，这是何等的荣耀。但是我们的主，我是在求你开我的心眼，让我们看见怎样去侍奉你。主，我们曾经许多的说我们是糊涂的心，许多的说我们到处奔跑，许多的说我们侍奉你的名哪里做事。但主啊，我们实在心里战惊恐惧，唯恐到了那一天，你说你在作恶人啊，离开我去。所以我们的主，求你怜悯我们，叫我们在还有机会还有日子的时候，主啊，你就告诉我们，我们怎样才能侍奉你。主啊，你给我们看见我们要怎样才算是圣你的旨意。你让我们看见你马上两成全可喜悦的旨意。主啊，叫我们的工作都是一座建立基督的圣体。主啊，叫我们的侍奉真是在灵里头来侍奉，不是根据遗传来说。主啊，也叫我们的侍奉不是自居的，那是生命的流露。我们的主啊，我们仰你。我们曾经说，如果不是你的怜悯的话，我们没有一个人能生命。所以我们的主，我们把自己交在你手里，仰望你恩典，奉主耶稣的名。
阿门。
我们现在开始聚会，让我们先唱一首诗歌，第23首 Hymn number 23 on page 33。你们能否顺从？ Can you be obedient? 我们一起来唱。 主的国度。我们一起来看。有一个诚实爱你，祸福都不问，我们只问一件事，就是你的旨意。我们主，但愿让我们看见，只要是你的旨意，祸也是福；不是你的旨意，福也是祸。但愿我们真是做一个遵循你旨意的人，在我们自己的，在你凡事都。所以主，我们一个祷告，我们求你让我们做一个其中旺盛之辈。但我们不止空心祷告的时候，我们愿意这样说，献我们的所有。主天，你在我们身上工作，做到一个地步，让我们能愿意你所愿意的。主，我们仰望你，我们求你真是在这几天的早晨对我们心的深处来说话。主，得着我整个人，变化我们整个人，拯救我们脱离沉溺的光景。 主啊，就是我们脱离我们所经好像知道，好像我们所经历，主但愿你就是让我们看见似乎是再没有看见的，听见似乎是从来没听见的。主，我相信你能做，而且你已经做这样事，所以我们恭敬在安静做你的教训。主，我再次支持你从上头来那个上好的福分，我们知道这个福分是没有人能夺取，我们感谢你，靠着基督可爱的名。
所以我们看指出的圣经，
Let's look into a few portions of scripture.
出处是一段十三章第二十二节，
Acts 13 and verse 22.
出处是一段第十三章第二十二节，
Acts chapter 14 verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选为大卫做他们的王，又为他的见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是和我定义的人，凡事要遵循我的旨意。
And when he had released him, he was up for them David a king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
我们再看提摩太后书第二章。
And let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
你到吉利在神面前这么喜悦，做无碍的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
19-21.
19:20-21.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人，终要离开不义。在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也用器瓦器，有这位贵重的，有这位卑贱的。人若自知脱离卑贱的事，就做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎用，预备行各样良事。
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ.Depart from iniquity. But in the great house there are not only vessels of vessels gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. And finally, we'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
从第一节念到第六节
，and we verse from 1-6。
哥林多后书第四章第一节到第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1-6。
我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就张胆买下些安慰可赐的事，弃绝了不明诡诈，不能将神的道理，只将真理表明出来。好在神面前把自己监狱跟着良心，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在那的人身上，这等不是一些人对着世界的神蒙下了心眼，不叫基督荣耀辉光照着他们，这个等于是神的线，我们原不是凡自己，乃是凡基督耶稣为主，并先自己耶稣做你们的仆人，那分不光神的暗里照出的神已经在我们心里，叫我们这些神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督
的脸上。
Therefore, since we have the ministry and we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden thing shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, those minds whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe. Thus the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
So we will bow down to God.
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主，我们感谢主你，你再给我们有机会能聚集在你的里面。我们感谢赞美你，因为是你说话的神。主，我们真是仰望你的道声在向我们说话。我们主，我们求你叫我们不但能听见人的声音，叫我们能听见你的声音。我们的主，求求你的话，是否你的圣灵被送到我们每一个人心灵深处，并且在我们里面去变化的工作。
阿门。
主啊，叫我们在你面前能成为合用的器皿。
阿门。
奉耶稣的名。
阿门。
我们这一度交通的主题也是生命与侍奉。
The theme for conference is life and service.
我们已经发布四圣的事是要两点。
In this matter service, we already share of two points.
在第一天的早晨，我们在那里交通四圣的护照。
The first day we share this matter of the call.
我们都是赞美神。
Praise our God.
因为他呼召我们来侍奉他。
He has called to serve.
如果他不呼召的话，
If he does not put it,
我们实在不敢想到侍奉的事。
We dare not even think about serving him.
也像我们这样的人，怎么能侍奉这一位荣耀圣洁的神？
How can we, the way we are, dare to serve only God?
但是我们感谢赞美神。
But praise the Lord.
当他创造我们的时候，乃是要我们侍奉他。
He created us in order we might serve him.
当他救赎我们的时候。
When he redeemed us,
他更是要我们起来侍奉。
He wants to serve him.
这一个侍奉的呼召是领导所有蒙恩得救的人。
This call of service comes to all who believe in Lord Jesus.
今天所有被宝血买赎的
，those who've been purchased by the precious blood of Lord
Jesus, 都是祭司。
We are priests.
我们是个祭司的国度。
We are a kingdom of priests.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹
，every one of us,
不管是男女老少。
Whether you're young, old, male or female,
主都呼召我们起来来侍奉。
God called us together to serve Him.
这个侍奉是谁莫大的恩典。
This is God's great mercy.
我们在今早晨
，Yesterday,
我们看见光有侍奉的呼召。
We saw not only have received call to serve.
我们应当知道侍奉的意义。
And we also must know the meaning of service.
当我们答应人呼召的时候
，When we responded to God's call.
我们就问神说，究竟什么是侍奉？
And we ask God, what does mean by service?
我们怎么才算是侍奉？
What really what counts as service?
所以我们把侍奉谁乃是在于神的旨意。
So we learn that serving God is serving God's will.
而神的旨意乃是要得一个身体。
God's will is to have a body.
我们就他的儿子预备一个身体。
This body is preparing for his son.
这个身体就是教会。
And this body is the church.
因为教会是主的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充的。
It's he who fills all things.
我们的主他是人手，他是头。
Christ is the head.
他需要一身体。
He needs body,
把他自己丰富能装里面
，so that he can fill that body with his fullness.
他需要个身体来发表他的自己。
He needs a body to manifest himself.
所以今天我们侍奉谁
？And today when we serve God,
乃是侍奉神的旨意。
We are serving His will.
顺神的旨意。
Second God's will
就是要遵照基督的圣
旨。Second God is to build God's church.
当我们这里做着建造的圣旨的工作的时候
，When we're building God, the body,
我们知道我们体的灵里头是
什么 ？We must serve them in the build.
我们不能根据遗传来侍奉。
We cannot serve them according to tradition.
因为如果根据遗传侍奉的话
，We serve them according to tradition.
我们所建造的是一个组织
，And all we serve is an organization.
完全灵。
When we serve in the Spirit,
我们才能建造基督的身体。
We can build the body of Christ.
我们所制造基督的身体。
We can build the body of Christ.
这工作是一个生命流露。
This work is the outflow of life.
我必须从生命里头流露出来。
Comes from life.
这个是我们昨天早晨所教的。
That was what we shared yesterday.
今天早晨我们再进一步来看。
This morning we will move one step further.
我们要来看侍奉的人。
We want to see the person.
我们知道在侍奉人这件事情上
Now in this matter of serving God
神所注重的是人不是事
God pays more attention to the person than the work
在这个世界事情上面
In the earthly matters
我们知道不是这样的
It's not so
如果今天找一个人来这个工作
I want to employ a person to work for you
你在这个人身上所寻找的是什么
What are you looking for in that person
你在这个人身上所寻找的乃是他的学问
or you look for is his education
乃是他的经验
his experience
乃是他的技巧
his talent
是他的才
and his ability
你是寻找这一些的
you look for all these things
虽然他对于他的人格
as far as his character
对于他做人
as far how the human of life
对于他的生活
his livelihood
像你有要考虑
as you consider those two
但是这些是次要的条件
all these things are secondary
你主要的职位乃是说这人能不能做这个事
Your primary condition can person perform his duty
如果这个人他的资格能在做这个事情
If this person qualifies for this task
并且能把这个事情做成功的话
He can successfully carry out this responsibility
虽然他的人品稍微差一点
If his character is not qualified at all
你要去太考虑
You will not really worry too much
因为在这个世界的上面
In the world
我们所注重的事情的成功
God will ask you is success
但是在属灵的事情上
in the spiritual matter
我们看见那原则完全不
同 the principle is totally different
当神在那里提到人来侍奉的时候
God is looking for me to serve him
不需要有一个工作要来完成
It's true that work God wants us to accomplish
但是神注意的是人不是事
But God pays attention to the person and not the
work 如果神找不到那个合适人
If God cannot find that right person
而这个人是正在在人格的上面
and man is in that person character
如果神找不到这样的人
he cannot find this person
神宁可不做他工作
he will not do his work
因为如果把神的工作交给一个不对的人
if God's work is entrusted to a person who is not right
这个人会把神的工作做得不生不对
and you ruin God's work
所以那一个弟兄当我们谈到侍奉神的时候
When it comes to the act of serving God
我们要看见说神所敬的那是我们这个人
God after is that person
因为神的工作是永远的
But God's work is eternal
神的工作是有属灵的实质
God's work has spirituality
不是光在外面把一件事情做好完了
It's not something externally we do
这个事情要留到永永远远
Because this work will last forever
要在永世长有价值
But this work has eternal value
这里就看见说人的问题是何等的重要
And you can see the importance of this person
这里我又要请尼克森弟兄的
Brother, I'd like to quote a passage from Brother Nee's writing
你们要原谅我
You have to forgive me
我常常用他的话语
I often use his words
因为我得到大多的帮助
Our brother received much help from him
我们就崇拜他
I don't worship him,
但是我很尊敬他
I respect him
有一次1950年的时候他一般同工一些的谈话
In 1961 Brother Nee had talked with his fellow workers
在这个话语里面他这样的说
In the talk he put it this way
神助的人过于迟
God paid more attention to men more than things
人不对一切工作都不对
If the person is not right, nothing is right.
人不可靠，就谈不上工作。
If the person is not trustworthy, no work can be considered.
人对了，就怕没有工作。
If the person is right, there is no fear of having no work.
一个人生命富了，生命强壮了，就不怕没有工作。
If the person is rich and strong in life, he has no fear of having no work to do.
一个人力气越大，他事更就越大。
The greater a person's ministry is, the greater his service is.
事奉是根据他的指示。
Because service is based on his ministry.
人总得总要先被主摸着。
Man has to be touched by the Lord.
人总是要先被活。
Man has first to be broken by the Lord.
先被主带到对的气身里去。
He has to be brought by the Lord to a right condition.
不然